And
on
we're about
Saturday
to play
afternoon.
A game of Spoofers. Yeah. And walking into the studio right now,
Peter!
Hello, what's the story?
Not
so
too bad.
We have Peter McGann here in studio who's just sitting down. He's been patiently waiting for ages, and now we've dragged him in last minute just to get you really stressed, Peter. You know
now
what
I
mean?
I'm feeling it now. I'm sweating here.
You're turning the phone on silent, like I was having a nice, relaxing morning sitting outside. So, for anyone who doesn't listen to the show regularly, this is our spoofer segment. It's basically where we get a celebrity on to tell us a story, and you at home have to guess, are they telling the truth or are they just a big spoofer? Today's guest is obviously Peter McGann, so you're going to be live telling us the story. But first, Peter, how are you?
I'm great. Yeah, excited. Thanks for having me.
So, Peter, for anyone who isn't familiar with you, give us a kind of quick overview of you and how it all started for you.
I'm very funny. No, I suppose I'm doing the acting and stuff for a long time, and then over lockdown, I started making these sketches, and they took off. So I've been doing it now ever since, really.
You've probably been the most shared link in my family WhatsApp group.
Yes.
So I have a love and hate relationship.
I'd imagine that. I always say that. It's like, you might not know who I am, but every few weeks I'll show up in some group chat.
Show up in some group chat. My sister's partner, like, I'll be looking at him at home and he'll be on the phone just watching your videos that he's seen like 20 times over. So you really have hooked a huge part of Ireland with your videos. Earlier on, we played the skit of you sending in a voice note to the radio show.
Yeah.
We also had the two Johnnies listening to it as well, and we went, that's about your show. Whose show is it about? I'll never say.
Is it on the station?
No. It's another station, I promise you that.
Everyone here, we love a bit of banter like that.
Yeah.
So you should do one for us.
Do one, a voice note for ye.
Would you do that for us?
Listen to the show someday and get the vibe.
I will.
Okay, go on.
I'll absolutely ruin it now.
So you're going to be playing Electric Picnic this year.
Yes, there's no dates or times in terms of like what's tied stage time around.
Yeah.
I'm doing the comedy tent and hopefully maybe something else there as well. Yet to be confirmed, but something interesting.
Very secretive.
I don't, you know, you don't have to say it and then it doesn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep your cards close to your chest.
Yeah. Hashtag big things coming. All right.
Very that.
So Chris O'Dowd, you're doing a show with him?
I am indeed. It's
so you're an actor as well, obviously.
That's the acting and writing stuff. That was my kind of thing that I was doing for ages, and a bit of live comedy as well before the sketches took off. So yeah.
And can you tell us about the show?
I can tell you it's very good. I saw tiny bits of it. I was doing some ADR first there in the last few weeks.
So what's ADR?
Like additional dialogue recording. So coming in and matching your dialogue to stuff you did on screen that they didn't necessarily.
God, that's a new one now. ADR.
Hey, yeah. It's just a bit of industry lingo there.
I'll be throwing that in a few conversations there. Do you remember? So good.
Do you remember what it means?
Additional dialogue recording.
No, sorry. Absolutely not. Like, if anyone asks me, I'll just pretend I can't hear them. So, what's it called?
It's called Small Town Big Story.
Okay, any idea when it's going to be coming out?
Autumn.
Awesome.
Sometime in autumn.
Now you're such a secretive man, Peter.
I know.
He gives a little, but then you're not giving a lot.
It's funny. Sorry, how can you be scared? I see your videos online and you were like the most charismatic person ever, and you're so gentle in real life.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I think what it is I'm doing characters on the stuff. So I'm much more kind of like that outgoing, I suppose, when it's characters.
So when you're on stage, you have like a Sasha Fierce persona that you take on.
It's not as considered as that, but sometimes it literally is different characters, and then other times, you're just kind of playing a more obnoxious version of yourself, if that's possible.
We do it all the time here, so don't worry.
It's like any presenter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And speaking of characters, you added a new character to your list recently. You became a dad.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
congratulations.
Thank you very much. 8 weeks in, so pretty much got it. Yeah. Understand it. It only gets easier from here. Yeah.
So will you be doing some proper dad jokes now?
No, I'm going to try avoid it. I mean, I'll do literal dad jokes and the terrible jokes that dads tell. I do that anyway. But I'll try avoid the actual like material thing until, you know, I say that.
It inevitably happens.
What am I talking about?
Okay, no. So we have you on to Spoofers Day.
Yes.
You are going to tell us a story and people at home have to guess, are you telling the truth or are you spoofing? And if people guess correctly, they can win an overnight stay at the NYX Hotel Dublin with breakfast the next morning and a stay. Also, for new artists, you can check out, the hotel has launched its Art Lives at NYX competition, which is an exciting opportunity for budding Irish artists to have their work displayed at the capital's stylish and one-of-a-kind hotel.
Yes, they're inviting emerging artists from across the country to submit their original artwork for consideration. Registration and further details are at Art Lives Competition are now available on nyxhotels.ie.
Well done for remembering all that.
Thank you.
No, we're really good readers. Him card read good.
So, Peter, we're going to hand it over to you now.
Right.
Wait, so, your story, take it away.
Yes, I'm excited.
I'm excited. Well, brace yourselves. When I was a child, from the age of 2 to 6, we lived in the UK. And my dad is an optician, and he shared a small little practice with a dentist in the same building. The dentist, he was this, I think he was like German or something. I was asking Dad, it's called Dr. Lawrence Zell or something like that. Can't find any trace from online, but he is there, trust me. But he had developed this dentist, kind of odd guy, he thought that kids would get very self-conscious when they lost their milk teeth. So he developed these dentures for kids. Like, it was like this kind of prototype product. So, and he needed for this trade magazine, dentist trade magazine. They're called The Whole Tooth. And he was advertising it, so he needed a model, a kid model. And I was young, I just lost my two bottom front teeth. So my dad was like, do you want to use Pete? And so ended up fitting with these teeth for the magazine. But because he only had the prototype, hadn't the money to be mass producing it. It was only one size and it was a little bit too big for my mouth. So I had these two giant teeth jutting out over my...
You were like a pug.
I was like a pug, exactly, yeah. I was like an exo-bully. No, so there's photos out there of me as a child with these two horrifically large bottom
with
teeth.
With a giant underbite.
Yes, exactly. And luckily they haven't surfaced yet. But who knows, after today maybe they will.
You know, you've seen those viral videos of people photoshopping teeth into their babies. Have you seen that go around?
No, but I'll do that now.
Yeah, oh my God. That is what it's giving. So if you're listening to the story and you want to be in with the chance of winning that beautiful stay, you can text in truth or spoof with your name, age, location to 51552 or WhatsApp 087-187-9200 right now. If you're not in, you can't win.
Here's Jazzy.
You leave me lost for words, like what you call it, baby. You can be my girl. Like, what's the story, babe? I'll always put you first, even when I'm at my worst. You got me where it hurts, so I know that it will work. And I know I just met you, but I'll be seeing you later. Don't be acting the player, I got you right on my radar. And when time goes slow, I got you in my soul. Even though you said you'd leave me, you're standing in my home.
Music there from Jazzy, Shooting Star here on 2FM. It is Roz, Emma and Peter McGann live in studio.
Yew.
Now Peter just was on for Spoofers and told us a story about how he was basically a child model for fake teeth.
Yes. Dentures for children.
That were like slightly too big, so he had an underbite like a pug.
I really need to see pictures of this if it is true. But on the line to guess and to try win that stay at the NYX Hotel is Fiona. How are you, Fiona?
Hi guys, how are you?
Good.
So excited to be on the phone.
Listen, we're so excited to have you. Where are you in the country today?
I am in Cork. Here, I enter like every week, and every week I'm just wrong.
Oh,
but I know, but Ross gave the hint of that he's very a good actor, so I was like, okay, Fiona, if you don't get this now, like,
okay, so that, so I'm guessing by that you think that he is not telling the truth, that he is spoofing.
Exactly, he's a spoofer.
Well, Peter, please tell us.
Fiona, I'm spoofing.
Hey! Well done, Fiona. After weeks and weeks.
I haven't been away in 5 years. I actually haven't, like.
Oh, but you know what? You deserve this then.
Thanks so much.
You have to bring me, though.
Yeah. Plot twist. If you were to win it, you have to ring Peter. No, you don't.
Fiona, thank you so much for listening and texting in every week for Spoofers as well.
Oh, thanks so much. Guys, dedication really does pay off.
Exactly. No, there you go. You got there in the end. Thanks, Fiona, and have a fab weekend.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. And Peter.
Yes.
Before we let you go, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, I mean, keep an eye out the old socials for the Electric Picnic dates. And also, I'd just like to plug, there's a thing on RT Junior at the minute, this kind of kids podcast thing that Bobby Ahern from No Monster Club is behind. It's called Nero's Class, and I do a rake of voices on the mad, stupid, silly voices.
Deadly.
And yeah, that's the...
And where can people follow you?
They can follow me at Peter J. McGann on Instagram and Twitter.
At Peter J. McCann.
McGann.
McGann. Yes, I don't know. What's the J stand for?
Joseph.
Joseph.
Peter Joseph McGann. Yeah. There we go. Peter, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for being, guys.
Bye.
It's a great day. It's long.